Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Let's get right to the price update. Right now, Bitcoin is at $65,677. You can see yesterday we had a big down day, and today we're sort of hanging around the bottom of where we were yesterday, but we're still in the green. And, you know, until we come down below this level here, from this candle here, which was like around what, 61,000, a little below 61,000. I mean, if we come down and touch that, that's fine. If we go below that, that's even fine. We got a wick here that went all the way down to 59,224. So until we break 59,224 to the downside, I'm not worried at all. And I don't think we're going to do that. The market's just too strong. And most likely we'll consolidate here and move up, continue moving up. But this is the block number. And don't forget, at 840,000, that's when we have the halving. And that'll be estimated on April 20th, 2024 at 8:31 a.m. But right now, sats per dollar, 1,521 sats. You can get that many sats for a dollar. Okay. Yeah, Bitcoin tends to take its time to fully break through the previous cycle highs. But once it breaks out, the moves are explosive. Tick tock. Yeah, you can see here, this is the 2020 cycle. When we came up to our old all-time high, we kind of hung around just below it, actually. And then, but when we broke it, we went higher. And now this cycle, you can see we kind of went above our old all-time high, 69K. And now we're just sort of hanging around it. This is not unusual, but we should continue up pretty soon, as we've done in the past. And here, Bitcoin bounced from the 4-hour 200 EMA and weekly support. And Jelly's got his eyes on $82,000 next. So yeah, this white line here, this is it's the 4-hour 200 EMA. That's this trend line, or this average line. It's an average. And you can see we bounced off it here, we bounced off it here, and now we bounced off it here. And so he's expecting us to go higher up here to the 82K range. Okay, we'll see. The big news today, though, is that Coinbase has selected LightSpark to enable the Bitcoin Lightning Network across its platform and services. Yet another significant milestone for Lightning to many millions of new people and 100-plus countries coming soon. Yeah, Coinbase selects LightSpark to implement the Lightning Network. We've been waiting a while for this. I think Coinbase may have dabbled with the Lightning Network before, but I think they were trying to do it themselves. So now they're getting, apparently LightSpark is like a real company that knows what they're doing. So hopefully this time it works and they implement it and Lightning becomes a lot more usable and helpful to people all around the world. This is the actual article here. I'll link to it. I link to everything below, by the way, all the links I'm showing you. Yeah, this is BTC Sessions. He is in El Salvador for the halving party, 2024 halving party. And he took a cab. So he says, contact BitDriver to get around. If you get Napoleon Osorio, tell him I sent you. The first five people will get 50K sats each. What? 50,000 sats. Yeah, tweet a picture with the car, including the Lightning address, and tag myself and Blink. All right, anyway, Ben, this is BTC Sessions. He's in El Salvador for the halving party. This is pretty cool. Yeah, BitDriver is the first Bitcoin driver in El Salvador. Personal driver and tour guide. And you can pay in Bitcoin. Oh, I should have scrolled up. Yeah, see, Bitcoin accepted here. Oh, yeah, let's go. All right, now let's get to some fiat and government nonsense. And this is just for context, because Bitcoin solves these issues. All right, look at this. Productivity soars while wages remain stagnant. What the F happened in 1971? Bitcoin fixes this. What are we talking about? Oh, just this little chart here, that this green line is the net productivity. And look, productivity's gone up 252.9%. Great. Oh, but look, the gray line here is hourly compensation. Oh, that only went up a tiny bit. So what does this say? That means, in general, we've been a lot more productive, but we've been our income, our compensation hasn't kept up with our level of productivity, which means people are working jobs, they're doing really well, they're being very productive, but they're not getting paid what they should be paid. This means that these companies are earning more money and paying the workers less. That's what this means. This is the trend, and this is, Bitcoin will definitely help solve this, but this is insane. And this is why young people, they can't even imagine how they're going to buy a house, right? Like, their income is not enough to buy a house. Why? Because prices of everything went up, but their income, their compensation hasn't changed much. Yeah, and so this is from Wall Street Silver. We went from soft landing to unsustainable debt path real quick. Yeah, because there's an article in Bloomberg from the past few days where a million simulations were done inside a computer simulations, and one verdict for the U.S. economy, debt danger ahead. Yeah, Bloomberg Economics ran a million forecast simulations on the U.S. debt outlook. 88% of them show borrowing on an unsustainable path. So yeah, we're borrowing money. We're printing money, really. We're not really borrowing it. It's a big scam. We're not borrowing it, and we're never going to pay it back. It's just a big scam. But all these computer simulations say that we're in real trouble. And, you know, the government, they keep saying, oh, inflation's not a big deal. And they try to brush it off like it's nothing, but it is something, and it's going to cause a major catastrophe globally. And this is the article. I'll link to that too, but they won't, you know, I guess you have to sign, register for free to read it. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. And Max Hillebrand here says money printing is a weapon of mass destruction. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Right. It's just depleting the value of normal people all over the globe every day, all day, nonstop. That's what money printing does. It's terrible. Yeah, and here it says, since 1971. Yeah, because 1971, by the way, that's when I think the U.S. government officially went off the gold standard, or finished going off the gold standard. I don't know, but it happened in 71. Since then, the U.S. dollar, they just print money and they just play all their games. Here's Peter St. Ange. He's made a video here. There's a new bill introduced in the Senate to ban a police state central bank digital currency. Happily, the ban includes any bank-intermediated CBDC where the government keeps control. That's good, sort of. Of course, this ban won't pass. Of course, that's why it doesn't really matter. The ban won't pass because the Uniparty desperately wants the surveillance and the control they can only get from a CBDC. So central bank digital currency, it's coming. We all know it's coming. They're all going to pretend like, oh no, we're for freedom and liberty, but we need to do this. Oh, okay, yeah, it's just more garbage from the government. It's a big scam. It's one big cartel. Left and right doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with anything. The left and right thing is like a reality TV show. That's what it is. It makes you think you have control when you don't. And look, here's Michelle Weakley. She says, you cannot comply your way out of tyranny. Too many people still believe we are going to fix things by voting. Whatever happened in 2020 is going to happen again. They got away with it once. Why would they not do it again, bolder this time? Yeah, a lot of people are really, including me, are really, I'm not really scared in terms of being completely fearful, but I am a little bit scared that they're going to pull something like, you know, 2020, I'll just say that again. And that's not just the election, it's the COVID, it's everything, right? They're gonna throw the kitchen sink at us this year, I think. What do you think? Do you think they're gonna do that? Oh, and here's N Wokeness says, the number of voters registering without a photo ID is skyrocketing in three key swing states. Whatever. I'm not even gonna go into that, but whatever. All right, let's move on, because Jack Spirko here brings us some wisdom. We should be thinking 7 generations, but first we need to get people thinking 7 years. Yeah, this, we have to think more longer term. You know, the short-term thinking, You know, thinking only about today or this week is not good. You know, what's the old saying? Poor people think in terms of a week. They think a week ahead in terms of their weekly paycheck. Average people think like a few years ahead. But wealthy people think three generations ahead. Because when you plan long term, then you can find your way there. But when you don't plan long term, everything is spur of the moment. And in investing in Bitcoin, we call that thinking very short term. It's called a high time preference. That means we want everything right now. We're only concerned about now. We want everything right now. Low time preference, on the other hand, is when we're not worried about time. We know it's we're willing to let it unfold in the future. So we invest in Bitcoin, for instance, and we just hold it for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, because we know it's going to play out. That's a low time preference. We're not fearful. We're not, you know, freaking out. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, we're chill. Think long term. So Jack is absolutely right here. And this is one of the things wrong with society in general. Like we're talking about the debt, the government debt. They don't think years in advance. They're just doing it now. They literally don't know how they're going to solve any of these problems that they're causing. They don't, but they don't care because they're the elite. They're just going to steal from us. That's why we got to move on. But here, she'll be happy eventually. Yes, look, surprised my wife today. Sold everything for more Bitcoin. Yeah, have any of you done this? Just cleared out a room of furniture and bought Bitcoin with it? What did your wife think? Yeah, she'll be happy eventually. That's the point. Oh, yeah. And here's a great one. Please be normal. And this little guy here is like, nope, no can do. Mom's like, can you please be normal? Nope. All right. Well, this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click on the link on the top here. Join our Locals community and come over here and hang out with us on Locals. It's our community. And don't forget, every Friday we do the Bitcoin panel live stream, 4 p.m. Eastern. I get a bunch of awesome Bitcoiners on and we talk about stuff. It's great. It's really great. So that's it. Thanks for watching. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and like the video and all that. And I just want to say, like, you know, the reason I'm bringing you Bitcoin news and all the fiat craziness for context is because you and I, we want to live better lives. And we have to look around, see what's going on in our lives, what's going on in the world, and navigate it properly. Bitcoin's a big part of that. But it's not easy to navigate all this stuff, right? It's not that easy. We're all learning every day. I hope I'm helping by bringing you some news every day. I know you get a lot of news elsewhere as well, which is great. But we have to believe in each other. We have to believe in ourselves. And definitely, I believe in you. I believe you can make it. I believe you can be successful and wealthy and wealthy in ways other than money as well. Right? Wealthy with family and lots of other areas of your life. So definitely, I believe in you. I just want you to know that. All right. I'll see you tomorrow with tomorrow's Bitcoin news video. All right. Bye.